This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Leng on FUBAR Radio.
Radio is a time again. It's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Leng. Hello, 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 everyone.
Hello.
How are we feeling kicking it off with Phil Collins this evening?
I
very
love
retro.
That. Easy Lover, song made for you. easy lover.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that, Lizzie.
Oh, I love
all that. I've got a partner now.
Can I? Oh, yeah, cool. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, partner.
Johnny.
I haven't. Oh, well, not really. Kind of.
Oh, okay. Interesting. How have you been?
Very good. Very good. Apart from having hot coffee spilt down the back of me in a little white dress. So I'm actually doing the show in a very tight onesie that was in the back of my car.
Yeah, I mean, when people think onesie, they tend to think something very comfortable they might slip in of an evening.
This is what I would slip into. Is this a onesie? I've got one in every colour.
It's tight enough to be a condom. It's very tight, Lizzie.
You're saying I'm looking like a walking green condom.
walking sex, Lizzie Cundy. That's what you're looking like this evening.
Do you not like it?
Gorgeous.
But I've got to go for dinner afterwards. And I'm a little bit worried what I'm going to wear.
I think you'll be fine.
What, in this outfit?
Let's just not talk about it. You'll be fine. What have you been up to? Have you had a busy week?
Very busy. I just did a shoot today, actually. You see from the makeup's a bit different, yeah?
Yes, you're looking very nice.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
I've done shoot work, a lot of work.
Okay, well, that's good.
Work in motion. Good things happening. Very excited.
Okay.
So a lot of that, and seeing my friend Joe Wood after the show. Going to catch up, doing a bit of catching up.
Good.
So all is good in the hood, but I've had a bit of a sad, scary week.
Why's that?
Death threats. I got death threat.
Right, okay, well, that's not normal.
Not even in Cundy land, it's not normal.
No, go on, explain.
Well, you know what's really sad? I had Nigel Farage, used to be head of UKIP, if you don't know, friends with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's a friend of mine. He just popped into my birthday party to say hello. Since then, it's got people's goats. They're all writing about it, why he was there. And
I'm sorry, I'll stop.
And now I'm getting notes on my car.
Yeah, that's not nice.
No, nasty, actually. I'm actually
nasty Nigel
worried.
Farage.
And then when I got this awful note, I went out for dinner last night with a friend, came out and there's this horrible note on my car. And then I get home and then the lights all go out. I'm like, it's like a horror movie. It was like Basic Instinct or something. Someone's going to come out behind
Isn't
me.
Isn't Basic Instinct quite sexy?
Okay, not Basic Instinct. Hammer House of Horror. I can't think of a horror movie, but I'm scared.
Scream.
Yes.
Right. Well, yeah, that's not nice. But that was not. But in the end, they weren't connected, right? There was no one in your house.
Well, no, but I live out in the country. When the lights go out, believe me, it's pitch black. All I could hear was sheep baaing.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, oh, my God, I couldn't even see my hand. And I couldn't sleep last night.
Oh, my God.
I am a little bit
jittery, bit on the edge.
On the edge.
Right, well, enjoy your wine.
Thank you. I've got a wine tonight because I just was a little bit nervous.
One of those shows tonight, isn't it?
But no, it's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a good show.
I'm in my onesie.
Because we have some fabulous guests in the scene, don't we,
Disney? Amazing guests. In fact, I mean, the guy we're about to talk to, I absolutely adore.
He's gorgeous.
And he's double C, like me. Well, I'm a D. Double
C. Good one. I like that. That's clever. Charlie Condu will be on the phone imminently. In fact, he's waiting to speak to us right now, I believe.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Is he here?
Apparently so. Not that I haven't spoken to him already, okay. I promise.
And we've got Miss Swimsuit UK. She's the winner, actually. Kendall O'Reilly.
Very gorgeous, obviously.
I mean, I want to know about these body, how to keep your body fit.
Well, babes, I can see all of your body right now, so
in this tight little onesie I'm wearing, but I need to know how to keep doing it. She must have some tips.
She actually came on the show last year, so we're going to find out what happened to her since she was in Miss Swimsuit, because beforehand she was just about to go and compete and blah, blah, blah. So,
And we've also got my dearest friend, Anthea Turner, who has just been on every TV channel today talking about her new book, and it's all about divorce.
Yeah.
I needed that 4 years ago.
Something you know about, I have yet to discover.
I needed that, Anthea, a couple of years ago. But anyway, it's very enlightening. She's going to reveal all on FUBA Radio.
Yep. And then finally, we have Alex Fox, who is another friend of the show, sexpert, who knows a lot about things under the covers.
Much fun.
Yeah, so we'll be quizzing her.
Under the onesie.
It'd be very hard to get under that onesie, to be honest.
It would, very tight.
Yeah,
I know, it is actually.
But shall we speak to our first guest?
Please.
Charlie, are you on the phone?
I am, yeah. I've been sitting here listening to you guys rabbiting away for ages.
Sorry,
nice.
Charlie.
Sorry.
We eavesdropping on someone's conversation.
Sorry there,
that's what
darling.
We aim for. That's what we
I
aim
thought,
for.
Should I chip in or should I just let them get on with it?
You should have chipped in, Charlie.
Cup of tea.
We need you. Darling, how are you? I've not seen you for a while.
I haven't seen you for a while. No, not at all. We always bump into each other, don't we?
We do.
Charity events and places and like that.
I saw you once on the TV. We were on the same show once. I remember seeing you thinking, oh, I love him. He's always so lovely. How are things going, Charlie?
Yeah, good. Everything's all right, actually. I've got a week off this week, which is really nice because I've been touring with the Crucible for quite
yes,
a while
I've been reading
now,
about this.
February.
That's
and,
a long time.
It's been lovely. It is a long time, and it's been great. It's been really nice. I've had a great time, but I'm really enjoying my week off back at home with the kids. And apparently
nice.
I'm just around the corner from your studio, so I could have just nipped
oh,
in.
No, oh, no,
who knew? Instead of getting me on the phone, you could have had me there. I could have had a glass of wine with
oh,
you.
Oh,
next
oh
time.
Charlie.
Next time.
Are you
next
seriously around the corner? You could see my onesie if you want.
There you go.
What a treat for Charlie. It's a treat for me, babes. I don't think of anyone else. Don't know if anyone else needs to see it, to be honest.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, but, Charlie, you've gone from strength to strength. Obviously, a lot of people know you from Marcus in Coronation Street, which
That's
was a
right,
great
yeah.
role. Wasn't it? I mean, did you love being on the cobbles?
I had a brilliant time on Corey. I really enjoyed it. I mean, it's a great show, and I was brought up on it, like most people probably in this country. Everyone knows Corey, and I, you know, we never missed an episode in our house. So it felt very much part of my life anyway. And I did 4.5 years, and had a blast. But it was getting difficult for me. It's filming in Manchester. I'm based in London. Mm-hmm. My family here. My kids. And it was just getting quite difficult. The busier I got up there, the more storylines they threw at me, the less time I had to see my family. And after 4.5 years of that, I thought, I think it might be time for me to try something else and try and be based a bit closer to home. And so, of course, now I'm off on tour.
You know, you're touring with the Crucible.
So that was a really smart move, wasn't it?
How has that been? Because obviously most people will have heard of the Crucible. What's it been like touring across the country?
It's been brilliant. I mean, it's been fantastic. I haven't toured in a play for 20 years, certainly not since I had kids. But it's been really good. I mean, you know, whether you've seen The Crucible or not, most people have heard of it, and it is a classic play, and it's a brilliant play and very well written. But there's nothing worse than being in a bad production of a good play, and I think luckily we can say hand in heart now, because all the reviews have been in, that we're in a good production, so that's a relief.
That is a relief. So you've been going since February. How much longer have you got, and where will you be playing next?
I've got this week off, and then next week we're in Cardiff. And then we've got another few weeks. I can't remember exactly where we're going. Glasgow, Birmingham, Colchester, I think, are the other places. And then we're done. Then done and dusted, and that'll be a 6-month tour. So yeah, it's been great.
That's
it's been
long,
really good, but
I mean,
hard work.
That's a long time. I did theatre once. I have to
five stars
up.
In the Gay Times.
It was no 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Okay,
sorry. 4 out of 5 in the Gay Times. I
was
a musical at the
what,
West what? End called Wag the Musical. I'm surprised you don't know, Charlie. But anyway, it ran for 3 months, and do you know what? It was packed out. I have to say,
it
was hard graft. It was hard work every night,
really,
and doing
hard
the same.
Work. Were musicals in particular? Was it a musical? Did
yeah,
you say?
A musical. I did sing.
That's really hard.
I'm not a natural singer, but I did my best. But it
yeah,
was.
No, I did it last year. I was doing Rocky Horror Show.
Wow,
that's quite a musical as well. That was great. But I'm not a singer either.
Yeah, and it is quite yeah. But it's tough going doing the same thing every night. Though every night is kind of different, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And did you like the banter of the theatre? Because it gets...
I do. I mean...
Well, friendly dynamics, you're together the whole time.
You're with people all the time. Although, to be honest, it's a bit like that on Corrie. I mean, you become really close with the people that you're working with. And in fact, I was in Manchester last week doing the play at the Opera House. And I stayed with Sue Cleaver, who plays Eileen. She put me up in her spare room for a few days. So that was quite nice. And I saw a lot of them came to see the play as well. So it was, you know, it's a lot like a, you know, big happy family up there. And it's a bit similar doing a play, actually. Everyone gets on really well, which is a relief because you're stuck with these people. So, yeah, we're having a good time. We're having a laugh.
Oh,
I read recently you said that a Corrie return is not on the cards for you.
It's not, and it's really funny because I think I was quite clear. I said, well, in fact, what I said was, I, you know, never say never, and the door.
Everyone always says
open.
That.
never say never.
But you know, they did. They said when I left, the door will be open, and you know. So I imagine the opportunity would be there, but I'm not planning on it at the moment.
Yeah.
And somehow this was taken as Charlie Condu hints at Corrie return, and there was a big story in all the tabloids about how I talked about coming back. You think I'm pretty sure I was fairly clear that wasn't what was happening.
It's amazing, aren't they?
You know what they're like, exactly that. So, yeah, not at the moment, but never say never.
But never say never. Yeah, but I loved you in Coronation Street. You're the only reason I watched it.
Oh, bless you.
Seriously. I love you in it.
She's a very good liar.
Thank you.
No, it's true, because he knows I love him when I see him.
But I do. I had a great time, and I did enjoy it.
It is interesting, though, because quite often people will leave a soap and people kind of forget about them. That's a fact.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened with you. People still are very invested in you. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. And I think, listen, it's a hard business this anyway, and a lot of the time people do leave and they struggle to get work. Don't forget, I started on Corrie when I was in my mid-30s.
Wow.
I'd had a career before.
Yeah.
So I think if you've had a good career before that, chances are you're going to be all right when you leave. I did a lot of, I did Unforgotten at the that was on at the beginning of this year on ITV, and mm-hmm. A couple of TV series, and I've done a few plays as well. So I'm lucky in that I've been working, but it's not as simple for a lot of people that come out of the show. But I think that's just the nature of the beast sometimes.
Of course.
It's a hard industry.
I mean, Charlie, would you have any sort of advice for wannabe actors that are listening and that want to get into acting? Is there any advice you can
don't
give?
Do it.
Oh, really?
Get a proper job, like my mum told me. the thing is, if people want to act, you can't stop them. I mean, all I would say is that it's something ridiculous, like 95% of actors are unemployed at any one time. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a really tough industry to be in. So if you do want to do it, you've got to be committed to it. You've got to give it your all, but you've also got to have something else to fall back on. You've got to make sure you get your education and you know how to mix a good cocktail, because you'll probably end up doing a lot of that in between.
Yes, make a good... But would you understand people that stay in soaps... like Ian Bill, who plays Ian Bill, what's his name? And he's been
Adam.
In the soap.
Adam Woodyatt.
Yeah, who's been in the soap, forever and a day. Mm. Do you kind of understand that? Well, characters will just say, right, I've got this gig and I'm going to stick to it and stay.
Oh, totally. And you know what? If things had been different for me, if I didn't have the kids, or perhaps if they were older and I was based in Manchester, then yeah, I could have easily seen myself staying there long term. It's a really nice place to work, and it's lovely to have regular income and nice bunch of people, and I'm a big fan of the show anyway. So yeah, there were loads of pluses for me, but in the end the cons outweighed the pros, if you like, and it was just time for me to move on.
Yeah.
And how is fatherhood treating you?
Exhausting. I've literally just got back from ballet. My daughter's, not mine.
Oh.
Because I've got a week off this week, I've sort of been... I'm like, right, I'll do all the school run and the getting up with them in the morning, doing the breakfast, and, it's Thursday and I'm shattered already.
It sounds like a good idea at the time.
It is brilliant.
This
is when I wanted to be a dad, because I wanted to do all this stuff, and I'm enjoying it. I've told them in no uncertain terms to stay downstairs and watch something on telly while I'm on the phone, because any minute now, they'll have a fight and they'll both be up here crying.
But those days, my best memories are on school run. Because I used to have the best chats with my boys. Honestly, I still do it now.
It's the only time you get to talk to them.
I know. They're in the car. They can't escape. I'm like that. Right. Tell me.
Any plans for any more?
Any more kids?
Mm.
You must be fucking joking. No.
You need your life back.
I'm done. They're 5 and 7 now.
Aww.
And they're
that's
they're
the
great,
age, isn't
they're
it?
Lovely kids. But they're the thought of having to do the sleepless nights and the nappies and the whole all that nonsense. No. 2's plenty.
Fair enough.
I agree. 2's good number. Stick to 2.
Yeah.
It's good for holidays, Carl.
Yeah, that's true.
2's good.
Yeah.
After 3, it gets troublesome. Anyway, Charlie, it's so lovely. Next time, will you come in the flesh? So I can give you a big
definitely.
Hug and see
I can't
you.
Believe how close we are. Literally round the corner. I'll come round.
There's a lovely pub downstairs, honestly. We can get
a nice
drink.
Yeah, we've got a nice
drink.
Bar.
What's your pub?
Shilly Beers.
Well, it's changed names now. It's not Shilly Beers.
That's
it's
where you are, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know where it is.
Well, it's by
exactly
the Pleasance Theatre.
You need to come, please. Yeah.
Charlie, the depot.
I will. I'll come round.
All right, we'll get you.
Get me on the show next time I'll come in.
We'll get you a drink. All right, darling. Lovely to speak to you. Thanks for being
here. Nice speaking to you too. Thanks for having me.
Bye, darling.
Thanks.
See you
bye.
Soon. Bye.
What a lovely chap.
Isn't he nice? Lovely guy.
So nice.
Very handsome. I didn't want to gush too much.
But you know, when I've ever seen him out, and you know the substance of someone, you know, when you see them out, or I've seen him a couple of times doing Lorraine on live TV, yeah, and he's just always charming and sweet.
And so you know, it's quite surprising how few and far between that comes these days.
Believe me,
most people are arseholes.
And then when the camera's on, they go, "Hi, hon, how are you?" Yeah.
That's just anyway, the vibe these days. Well, I just want to have a quick chat to you about something before I play the next song.
Because I am alive, despite whoever has left the notes on my car. Oh, babes. I will find out.
Well,
actually, police are involved.
Oh, babes.
No, they are.
I know, but this
I'm scared.
This is not desirable.
It might be my last radio show.
Stop it. I want to bring the mood up a bit.
Okay.
And I want to play a song that I think will cheer you up a little bit.
Oh, please.
You watched Eurovision at the weekend, didn't you?
Can I say, I watched Eurovision. It got a bit silly because we started drinking a bit too early. Just say that Bare Bottom Bulgaria, my friend weirdly said something weird was going to happen.
Bare Bottom Bulgaria?
There was a
flasher. Oh, the Ukrainian man. Yeah. But he had an Australian flag on, so everyone thought he was an Aussie.
But my friend said, I bet there's a streaker, weirdly.
And then
there was. I said, I wish I'd had a bet on that.
Well.
Hey, got a nice bum.
We didn't win, sadly.
I not say that the week before?
Yeah, I mean, fair point.
Okay.
Lizzie Cundy, Ryland Clark, 2018. But there was one song that I think stuck out for both you and me.
Yeah?
Which was The Netherlands.
Oh, my word. Now, you see, I really love The Netherlands. And you know, weirdly, I heard the track. I was listening to a show that was doing their favourites. That came on. I didn't realise it. I thought, I really love that. And then when they said Netherlands, I went, oh my God, I'm going to go and put a bet on. That's a sign, you know, because the song had come on.
And then they came 11th.
Oh, but man, why don't the good ones win?
I like Portugal. I thought it was a worthy winner. And I will be going to Portugal next year. I'm just flagging that now.
I'm going. Okay, I've got friends who've got a house there. You can stay.
I'm going to Lisbon, so if you can set me up.
Okay.
So should we play a bit of The Netherlands
to
cheer you up?
Let's play The Netherlands, please.
Yeah?
Yes. Cry no more, cry no more. Though the hallway catches light, you will reach a corner where you strongly fight. In the shadow, at this place they know the game. Outside the world will turn and feel the same. There in the sunlight, but you are so much more to me than the one who carries all the burden. I can only hope once you fly you'll be free. You should never cry no more. Feeling all alone and insecure, you have been going 30 stages. Now it's time to turn. Gonna stand in line and not give up, but walk better on than everybody goes through lines and shadows. Every time the candle glows, it lightens up the space, but no one knows. Will there be a dark side? Every battle's victory is a double fear.
Time to turn the pages. We're gonna stand in line and
much better than Portugal. What the hell goes on in this competition? Come on, you're the expert.
Well, Eugene's Light and Shadows did not perform as well as we would have hoped. But I think probably mainland Europe thought it was a bit 90s flashbacky, you know, blah, blah, blah. And what they were looking for was a very dull and steady ballad.
Hold on, Portugal was dull. A guy and a woman that had a very strange jaw singing very weirdly.
Portugal had a strange jaw?
Yeah, the woman next to him.
Oh, his sister?
Sorry.
She wrote the song.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, but she looked in pain. I thought there was something happening. She didn't look like she was enjoying it.
You're so mean.
I can't. No, I'm not being mean.
Look, oh, it's just a fact.
But it wasn't gelling. There was no chemistry. There was no passion. And
right.
That's what Eurovision's supposed to be about.
I thought there was a lot of passion. Anyway, I'm going to Lisbon next year and I am excited.
Oh, just look after oneself. Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, forget about you.
Excuse me.
Who's got death threats. Anyway, can I just say thank you to the one and only Michael Jackson bodyguard?
Matt Fidesz.
Matt, who's a friend of FUBAR, has been on the
show.
He's
been on.
He's very kindly helped and showed me some moves, how to protect myself.
Oh, good.
If you try and strangle me now... I do
be quite
that
a long. It'd be, I could try.
You have very long arms. You could nearly reach. But he's really taught me really well how to do things. So I'm prepared and equipped.
Okay.
In fact,
good.
I think I should do a video with him to show people how to protect themselves. Because it happens. You get attacked at night. We live in a very scary place at the minute.
Did you go to the gym?
Yes.
So you work out. You're strong.
Look.
There's a muscle there. I can
through my onesie. Can you see the muscle?
I mean, I can see. It looks like the princess and the pea. It's like under the mattress. You don't see a little pea under the mattress.
No, I am quite a strong girl.
Good.
Actually, Matt said I'm strong.
Good, and that's important because you do need to be able to defend yourself, Lizzie Cundy.
He was wonderful. He whipped me round, and then I threw him over my shoulder. We tussled.
Oh, were you clothed?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, okay,
very
fine.
Much.
Okay, good.
No, but he's amazing. But no, I've had a bit of a scary week. I'll be honest. It's
well,
scary.
I'm sad about that.
Thank you.
But I think you'll be fine. Honestly, I think you'll be fine.
Thanks for your words.
Are you feeling that you'll be all right?
I feel... Yeah, well, I am, thanks to Matt.
Good.
Because anyone comes near me, they get the one. Oh!
Ah! Oh! Oh! Well, bear that in mind, people who want to go for Lizzie. She's got the moves.
I've got the moves, baby. I've got very sharp elbows, I realised, as well.
Oh, did you cause some pain to Matt?
Poor Matt. I hope he's okay. If he's listening.
Is he
openly,
one testicle
I think
left.
He's listening. Yeah. I tend to go to Raven with one testicle. No, sorry.
Well, I hope you're listening, Matt. And if you are, please feel free to come in again. You were a great guest.
Yeah.
So should we play another little song and then we'll get Kendall on the phone next.
We have got so many guests and we've got Anthea Turner waiting in the wings.
Oh, good. I mean, I'm very excited to speak to her. She's one of my faves.
Oh, excellent.
I've been hearing symphonies before all I heard was silence. A rhapsody for you and me. And every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along. Then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you. And now your song is on repeat. And I'm dancing on to your heartbeat. And when you're gone, complete.
just wanna be part of your symphony.
Feeling that?
I love that, Jack.
Bit of Clean Bandit Symphony.
I need Bananarama, though.
That's coming up at the end of the show. Don't you
no,
worry
no,
about
no.
that.
No, no, not the end. In the middle, so I can really enjoy it. Not
All
when
right,
I'm trying to run
fine.
Back.
All right, fine. We'll have a bit of Bananarama in the middle of the
Thank
show.
Thank you.
Fine.
Because the girls are listening tonight.
Are they?
Hello, Sarah. Hello, Karen.
They better be.
Yeah, we're going to watch them in November.
Oh, my birthday's in November.
Oh, what? When?
21st.
You Scorpio?
I'm a Scorpio. Devious. I'm very
but
devious.
Never forget.
But
you
also
get
very
cheesed
trustworthy.
Off. If you like, get cheesed off, you never forget.
It's true. That is actually true.
All my exes were Scorpios, actually.
Oh.
I've never been out with anyone who isn't a Scorpio, weirdly.
What are you?
Taurus.
Oh, like my boyfriend. He's Taurus.
Oh, it's a mad mix. No, it's a good mix, actually, because they're opposites. Opposites attract.
Yeah, that's a fair one. We are very different.
But Scorpio, never forget. Get a little grudge. Then forget it.
Well, yes, I do. I would say that was true, to be honest. I would say that was true.
Not that I'm the queen of horoscopes, but Taurus, a very sweet, nice sign, but can be a little bit stubborn. And Scorpio, wow, sting in the tail, never forget. And
just don't piss us off. Just don't piss us off.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I pissed off a few exes, which has stung me bad.
Well, we have our next guest on the phone already. I mean, we are ploughing through the guests tonight, aren't we? Kendall
We're
O'Reilly.
Ploughing through.
Are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Miss Swimsuit
okay?
UK.
You're not a Scorpio,
Melly?
Are you? Are you a Scorpio?
I'm not. I'm Pisces. Ooh. I'm super kind and warm-hearted.
Boring.
Fishy. And fishy. Goes with swimming. Swimwear. Get it?
Oh.
Yay.
Yay.
Good one.
So,
how are you?
Swimsuit UK.
Fantastic. How are you guys?
We are
really
great.
Good.
We're great. What does it take to become Miss Swimsuit UK? The winner.
Oh, wow. Now that's a question. What does it take? Lots of personality, lots of hard work in the gym.
Yeah,
and
I bet.
Lots of spare time, keeping lots of people very happy.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, on the gym front, have you got to be really good and say, right, I'm not going to have that wine, I'm not going to have a bag of crisps? Have you got to be really, really disciplined?
Let's see, now for the world finals, yeah, of course. I mean, you're competing against some of the world's most gorgeous, gorgeous girls. So I was super disciplined then. I had a great coach. But now I'm kind of a little bit less disciplined. Everything in moderation, of course, but not quite as strict as I was for the world finals. But it was well worth it anyway. The hard work was well worth it.
So what happens at the world finals?
Oh, it was amazing. Last time I spoke to you guys, I'd just been crowned Miss
Yeah,
Miss
I remember.
UK. Yeah, I hadn't been to the World Finals. So I went to Punta Cana in the Caribbean, where we competed against like 70 of like the world's most gorgeous girls. And I was placed 7th in the world, so I did really
Amazing.
Quite well.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it was kind of, it was your typical pageant, so you were scored on swimwear, personality, stage presence, evening gown. So it was kind of, it followed that same normal process.
Right.
But it was a week of back-to-back photo shoots, fitness shoots, networking, charity events, so it was super, like, intense, a lot
oh
of events
God.
There. But we did so much network. I've met some really cool people. They were like, there were film producers from LA, like super cool guys from Vegas.
Oh, wow.
So many people there. So it's been so worth it.
And how do they say to show your personality? What sort of questions do they ask or make you do?
So there was like a mixed bag of 50 questions, and some of the questions were so out there. Political questions, your work ethics, family ethics, those type of questions, and you had no idea what your question was going to be.
Oh,
and if you asked me now,
that could go very bad.
Yeah, because political. So what if you're like being looked upon with a load of Labour judges, and you're saying you like Theresa May?
Well, yeah, and you've got ladies there from the US, from Australia, so there's such a mixed bag of opinions and whatnot there. So you have to be really careful how you answered it. Mine was a political question. If you asked me now, what the question was. I can't remember. I literally just stood on stage. I was like, oh my God, I don't know how to answer this. I don't even know what I came out with. But obviously, I did well enough to get placed there.
Yeah, that's
so
really good. Well done.
Yeah,
well, that's amazing.
Thank you.
That is incredible.
And what has that led to for you?
Oh gosh, it's literally been back to back since we got back from there. So we've travelled from Punta Cana, we've done Dubai, we've done Monaco, Barcelona, all representing Swims the UK at different events.
Right.
And then we've just done a shoot for a fitness magazine. So I was on the front cover of a fitness magazine.
Oh, wow.
I've done House of Solo, fashion magazine. And then so many magazine shoots since then. And there's a lot of events, so attending celebrity events.
I can't bear that.
Just lots of appearances, interviews. It's just been constant, but it's been absolutely brilliant.
Oh, it sounds like it's been a whirlwind since.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I entered this year, because I was kind of umming and ahhing about entering, and I was like, I don't know whether I could win this. And obviously, I won the UK one, and I'm so glad that I did now. And we're now on the hunt for the next Miss Intuit UK.
Yeah, but so your reign is coming to an end soon, I guess.
It is, and I so don't want to let go.
Don't let it go.
So what happens next? There is a heat in London, isn't there, on the 25th of May?
Yeah, we've just done a Newcastle and a Manchester heat, and the girls, my God, have they upped their game this year. They are fabulous. So we've just done the Newcastle and Manchester. So we've got one in London, Scotland, Wales, we've got West Midlands, and then we've got the grand final, which will be in September. But the next event we've got is this coming Thursday in London. So anybody that wants to get involved, I urge you now.
I'm coming.
To get involved.
I'm going to get involved. I'm going to be the new Miss Swimsuit.
I want to know how to get really good at
the right sex. But Lizzie, we've been talking about you today in the office. I think you need to compete this year. Your body is looking insane.
I'm in a onesie at the minute, my darling. So it's not great at the minute. I haven't got a great look on at the minute.
I can see your boobies.
It's okay, thank
you.
I'm in leggings.
But as someone very kindly spilled hot coffee over my nice little white dress, so I had to.
Oh no!
I've got a nice onesie that was in my boot, but it's very sweet. But you know, you want to get those abs. It's the tummy. You get that all. Tight.
Yeah,
that's hard.
I mean, how many hours do you have to train?
Now at the moment I'm not too. I'm committed, obviously, but I don't put too much pressure on myself. I'd say I probably do 2 hours every other day, which consists of yoga, a bit of cardio, and a lot of weight training. Really,
weight.
I don't do heavy weights. I do lots of reps in low weights just to keep that nice toned physique. I just went to the Body Expo at the weekend. You know, at the NEC in Birmingham?
Yes.
And the bodies there are phenomenal. There's some people so dedicated to their bodies and their fitness there. And actually, we scouted a few girls that are attending the London Heat this Thursday down at Body Expo.
Oh, amazing.
But we are urging, we have got 3 places left for London Heat. So if anybody's listening and they do want to get involved, then please head over to the website. It's www.swimsuituk. And you can apply on there, and if you get through on the London Heat, then you'll go to the World Finals. So please, honestly, it's been the best experience.
You've loved it.
Well, I
you?
Promise you I will enter.
It continues. Oh, brilliant. I can't wait to see your application.
Can I ask?
See my big hairy body in a bikini. I tell you, you're all down up for a treat. I tell you.
Yeah, I know. It jumps in the water. It's like an otter, isn't it? But Kendall, what do you hope? What's your hopes and dreams from now on?
You've got a yoga studio. Is that correct?
Yes, I have. Well, I just launched my yoga classes in the, I don't know if you're familiar with Bolton. It's a town just outside of Manchester.
Yep, yes.
Well, that's good to hear. So I've just launched the classes here with my sister. So again, if anybody wants to get involved in those classes, it's like a vinyasa heated flow. So it's all what I'm about. That's how I get into my fitness regime. I start with a bit of yoga and mm-hmm. finish with a bit of weights. So, yeah, we've just launched that down in Bolton. So that's really exciting.
Awesome.
And then we're working with some amazing sponsors who are still getting involved with the events as well. So we've got, like, have you heard of Star Tanning? They're an amazing. So we're kind of, we're going against the sun beds and the sun damage, and we're going towards the false tan route. So we've got sun tanning getting involved, and we've got Mood Chimp are involved this year as well. Ooh. Are you familiar with Mood Chimp?
No, what are they?
Oh, you need to get involved. It's a really fun, flirty, social app where everyone can kind of connect. You know, these days, everyone's connecting via social media and via the internet. Well, this Mood Chimp app, it just connects everyone together. It's brilliant. It's so
good. I need
good.
Connecting. I will. I'm going to get on it.
Popular.
And I need one of those tans too. I do. Well, yeah. I love a tan. You know me. Well, Kendall, listen, I wish you the best of luck, my darling. And you're looking amazing. And
thank you.
You know, I hope my body, I'm going to try and aim to look like you with that
incredible
body.
Well, I'm
waiting
for the computer now, so I
don't
see your application coming through now.
Baby.
Oh. Mine will be through. Don't you worry.
Thank you, Kendall. Thanks for chatting with us.
Oh, thanks
so much, Kendall.
Bye, Kendall.
Cheers.
Bye.
Okay, so you're going in for it, yeah?
I'm going in.
Please do.
I'm going to be Miss Swimsuit 2017. This belly needs showing off.
I've got to say, it takes some guts to do that sort of stuff. You know, those pageant stuff.
Hold on a second, though. You are brave in your outfit choices, aren't you?
Well, tonight I am.
No, but
it
you are.
My choice.
You are.
Yeah.
You have a good body.
Yeah, but I think it's different when you're being judged on a competition.
Compared with other women, kind
of
thing.
Yeah, and you're
right.
being. I mean, I've had to talk today about. Did an interview, actually, for the paper mm-hmm. about how I first started. I was very young modelling, and I went in for a model competition with Eileen Ford, which was a model agency. And you're competing against loads of other girls. And you know what? I really didn't like it because I really liked them. And I thought, they're not going to like me if I win, or if I get kicked out, I'm feel a bit embarrassed. It's kind of a lot of pressure.
I hear you. Yeah, I understand that.
You know, and I feel it's sad that you're kind of judged on the way you look, but that's how society is, isn't it?
So tough tits, that's the end of that.
Tough titties, all right? And I got the contract, top three.
Well done, darling.
Yes, thank you.
I have yet to find my first modelling contract, you'll be surprised to hear.
Oh, well, I was with Nevs and I've just got a new one last night, so I'm celebrating.
Well done, babes.
Thanks, darling. Let's
get the champers in.
You'll like some of the boys there.
Oh, I bet I will.
Matt Claw, look him up. Wow.
Oh,
well.
Oh, someone already has.
Yeah, no, but he doesn't swing my side.
Oh, okay, hello.
Yeah, hello. Anyway, so we have still got Anthea to come.
Yeah, still got Anthea, still got Alex. We're going to play a couple of songs first. And I've got Bananarama lined up, but how do you feel about a bit of Jennifer Lopez first?
I love her with all my... I am the British version. What? Come on.
You say whatever you like, Lizzie. Let's just listen to the song.
She'd love my outfit today.
She would, to be fair.
Children, growing, women, the Jews and men go working, some do steal. Everyone's got to make a living.
BS.
South.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Scripts to on the six to J Lo to this headline clips. I stay grounded as the amounts rolling. I'm real, I thought I told ya. I'm real, even on no bruh. That's just me. Nothing phony, don't hate on me. What you get is what you see. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. I've grown up so much, I'm in control and loving it. Rumors got me laughing, kid. I love my life and my public. Put God first and can't forget to stay real. To me it's like breathing.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came
rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from.
Joining me right now is Mr. Lethal Bizzle.
Yo, what's happening? I've always kind of been vocal. Like, I call them David Cameron a donut. You need to create new conversations all the time. It's always about spreading the energies. That's one thing Wiley's taught me. As much as you might be the guy, the scene can't be one person. People like myself, JME, Skepta, Wiley, we're our own politicians. We've got fans. We've got like a party. The powers that be, they need to start taking us seriously and knowing that our influence is as impactful, if not even more, than theirs.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose with Nozza
from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Well, now you've finally got your. You've finally got your wish. We've played a bit of Robert De Niro.
Thank you. It's my favourite one. And J Lo. I love Lizzie from the Block. Oh, sorry. I mean Jenny from the Block.
Lol.
Oh, sorry, people what writing it. Nigel Phillips just wrote that on Twitter. He's obviously listening.
Thanks for listening, Nigel. I want to talk to you about something. It's something big happening.
Not my private life, no.
Well, that we have to keep private, unfortunately.
Boom! We do.
There is something big happening this weekend. I would say it's the society wedding of the year.
Is it a royal wedding? Well, it's not really, not royal, really. Actually.
No.
It's not royal.
Pippa Middleton is marrying James Matthews in Bucklebury.
A very nice village.
Is Berkshire?
Yes.
So this is Kate Middleton's sister.
It is indeed.
And Spencer Matthews' brother.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Spencer's apparently going to be the best man.
But he's not allowed to bring... Is he bringing any fillies?
Apparently he's not allowed to bring his girlfriend, Vogue Williams, Brian McFadden's ex-wife. I mean, the connections here.
The connections are wild. Next to the little ones. Charlotte, Princess Charlotte.
Yeah. It's going to be the biggest event, isn't it? Harry's going, he's going to be bringing Meghan Markle, his girlfriend.
I know, and I interviewed many times.
Yeah, heard a lot
about
her.
She's a lovely girl. She's full of fun.
What do you make of the fact that there's so much interest in it? Do you think there's a bit too much pressure on Pippa?
Well, no. Pippa stole her sister's wedding with her bottom. Do you remember?
She didn't mean to do that. Exactly. How would she have covered that up?
Well, her bottom.
Yeah.
Well, I just think the dress was very, you know...
But that was chosen by Kate.
Well, you know... Sisters, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Someone's going to upstage her wedding, and you know who it's going to be? Harry's latest. That's
Meghan.
Karma for you, baby!
Do you think that's what's going to happen?
Yes, without a doubt. All eyes are going to be on Harry and her, without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay.
If I was the editor of a paper, I would have them on the front cover. Is that me? And not Pippa? Because they are what everyone's interested in. Pippa isn't actually royalty. She happens to be sister, of Kate.
But remember that her niece and her nephew will one day be king of Britain, of the United Kingdom.
It's a kind of royal wedding, obviously, because a future king and queen of England will be there. Two future kings. So possibly, you know, we've got them all there. Queen, possibly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, of course, it's a royal wedding in a way. Mm-hmm. But she's still just the sister.
Oh, God, imagine just being just the sister.
You aren't just the sister. And you're marrying Matthew Spencer's Made in Chelsea's. Spencer Matthews' brother, who's in Made in Chelsea, a reality TV show.
Was.
Okay, so listen, let's get to grips with this. The main focus is going to be on Harry and his new wifey.
Okay, right.
True.
And that's
fine. So they're
going
to be overshadowed. That is what is going to be the focus.
What do you think about the fact that this has cost £250,000? Is that excessive to you?
It is a lot of money. It's a huge amount of money.
My friends are spending £16,000 on their wedding, and I think that's a lot of money.
Weddings cost a fortune. Mm-hmm. It's still £16,000 is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Some people's, you know, yearly...
Income.
It's a lot of money, without a doubt. I do think it's quite excessive, and I think there are ways to not have that. I did a wedding for next to nothing, which won a TV show, and I got it all for
true,
nothing.
Yeah.
There are ways to do it. I think it's an awful lot of money, and they've got chemical toilets that my mum thinks are very common. Now, anyway, that's my mother for you, Gloria. Hello, Gloria, if you're listening. But they've got chemical toilets. Not many for the amount of people that are going, by the way. There's going to be huge queues, but posh people don't mind queuing. I don't know. I think it's excessive. I think they're going to get stick from it.
If you're invited, would you go?
Come on. Come on. Of course I'll be there.
So hold on. So you're slagging it off. But if you had an invite.
I'd be there. Obviously. Right. Would you not?
Of course I would. But I'm not slagging
it
off.
Thank you. I'm not slagging it off. But I'm just saying it's quite a lot of money to spend on a wedding. Uh-huh. It's not officially a royal wedding. That's fact. But there are future.
As far as I know, they're not selling it to a magazine or anything, are they?
No, but do you think that anyone has tipped off the press? The press are struggling to know what's going on.
Well, there's a lot of... people in Bucklebury are quite protective, aren't they, over the Middletons? We did see
the local pub, isn't they? Had them on their telly saying, "Oh, this is their corner where you're not really exposed to canoodle." So, but Kate and William had a canoodle. I'm like, that was my landlord.
This was on this morning today, yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah.
And they're talking to the landlord of the local pub,
who was invited to the wedding. And he said he pushed his way to the front row. Be like, if you were the family, wouldn't you be like, excuse me, you're the landlord of the local pub, you can go back a few.
Do you not think they're going to have a few minders or security there saying, actually, you're a bit too close to Princess Charlotte. Your breath is going to knock her out. Your beer breath from local ale.
That's me. That's my fault. But will you be interested to see what she wears?
Of course. I want to see what she's wearing.
Who are you more interested, Pippa or Meghan?
I'm interested in Meghan.
Right.
I am, literally, because I know her and I've had shared time with her when she was over before she got with Harry, obviously. But very nice, full of fun girl, really loved her company. At the time when she was in London, didn't know anyone, so I kind of took her under my wing a little bit and she sat next to me at the Eva Longoria event, actually. And we had really
Global
good fun.
Global gift gala or whatever it is, yeah.
And she was with someone else then. Forget about that one. But, you know, she's stunning, fun, you know, great fun. Mm-hmm. Loves, you know, beautiful smile. She got something about her. And I love Harry. So my focus is on them.
Well, we'll be intrigued. I guess we'll find out very soon what.
But look, is it a royal wedding? People are going,
No.
Obviously,
it's not a royal wedding because she is not a royal. There will be royals at the wedding, which makes it more interesting than
Was making it that amount of money? What is putting into that? Is it the chemical toilets?
No.
Is it the marquee?
I can give you a rundown.
Give us a rundown.
They're not having a marquee. They have built a glass structure, a temporary glass structure on the grounds of Bucklebury Manor. Which has cost an awful lot of money. On top of that, she has a dress that's been designed specifically for her that will not be cheap. Catering, security, there's a lot going into. You can understand where that £250,000 has come from. It would take me maybe 10 years to earn that much money. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Where did they get that money from? Because he's a hedge funder, isn't he?
Well, there's a lot of money there. But also the Middletons are well off, aren't they? They have their party planning business.
Yes.
I don't doubt that there will have been some assistance for some things. I imagine, I don't know for a fact, that palace security will be involved because, obviously...
Oh, without a doubt. We've got the little ones.
William, Catherine.
Charlotte.
George.
George, darling.
we'll all be there. So, you know, they've got their own security thing. It's going to be a fascinating watch, I guess, on Saturday.
And apparently it's going to rain, just to let you know.
I've heard this.
There's rain.
I'm sure
But it's lucky. You know what? I had wind... on my wedding day.
Take a tablet for that,
babe. Took a Rene for that. But no, Di, it was so windy. I can't tell you. It was the windiest day ever. And my veil was off in my dad's face. My hair was like... Oh,
and that
I
was a marriage Audrey that Hepburn. Marriage did not end.
And what does wind mean? Because they say rain is very lucky if you get married
full
on
of hot
a rainy
air.
Day. If it's wind... what it is. Sunshine isn't lucky, apparently. If you've got a really hot, scorching day, Lord help you.
Interesting.
It's the weather has a
My sister
key.
Got married. My sister, it rained all day until the wedding, and then the sun came out.
And how's she getting on?
Pretty good. She's got two kids.
How long?
4 years.
Oh, okay. Now, mine was a success. I
Two
stayed
years?
Married.
I can't actually
remember. I was married for... was together for 19.
Longer that's a long
that's
time.
That's a long, long time.
Yeah, that is a long
Less
time.
Less for murder dying. And no, but windy. I wonder if someone can ring in and let me know. But rain's supposed to be very lucky. If it rains on your wedding day, it's really good luck. And it's supposed to be rainy.
I had a cousin, second cousin, whose wedding I went to. And this is, I am not even shitting you. It was a perfectly gorgeous, lovely day. The second that she said, I do, a clap of thunder.
Wow. Is that a sign?
I think it's probably a sign, to be honest.
Did that people laugh?
She was the face of Brexit. So
She
was on the front page of The Sun.
Was she now?
I'll show you the picture.
Oh, excellent. Can't wait. Must be fun at Christmas around yours.
Don't speak to her anymore.
Oh, you are Scorpio.
I would tell you both.
Gosh.
Tell you both.
But can I just tell you something? When I got married, I know you're itching to play a track.
I am.
But when I got married, only happened because we had to book so far in advance. It was the England v Scotland match.
Scotland.
Scotland. And half the congregation were listening to it on the radio. And one of our friends shouted out, "Oh, he saved it!" in the middle of the... My mum turned around, her face like thunder.
Well, rightly so.
But he punched the air. He's listening to the...
Is this because there was a lot of football people at
well,
your
yeah,
wedding?
Jason was playing for Chelsea, Tottenham at the time we got married.
Right. Don't marry a footballer again. What a nightmare.
Yeah, but don't put your wedding on an England international game either.
You shouldn't have to think about those things. I'm just saying.
Some things are more important than football, is what you're saying, yeah?
Shall we play a bit of Ed Sheeran?
Okay, for you, yeah, not for me. You can play it.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you want a drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played a fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. And then she beat me at pool. And then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool. After dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. Acapella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room where she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little girl. Closing time, I was holding a hand, her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. As we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside. Finished some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little Galway girl.
Presents
Joey Page.
It's time to welcome Kate Nash into the studio. Being in LA, how has that impacted the way that you write your music?
I hated it for the longest time because I hate Hollywood, because I could totally see how people get affected. For me, coming home to London immediately resets me. The diversity in London is something that you just can't find many places. The differences are so huge, and I appreciate that I got to grow up in this city that was challenging and political, but like about blending and mixing and sharing, and like that's totally what my youth was.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page
from 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Up there in your toes.
That is my desire. Break down the walls to connect, inspire. Up in all your high place, liars. Time is ticking for the empire. The truth they feed is feeble, as so many times before. The greed of all the people. They stumble and they fumble and we about to riot. They woke up, the liars.
We feel like we're really treating you this evening with the tracks,
Lizzie. I
know,
I've got all my faves coming on.
Including the person on the line right now.
Oh, she's my definite fave.
Anthea, are you there?
I'm here.
Anthea Turner. Oh my God, I'm so glad to have you on the show.
We are so excited. Anthea, what a day. You've been up so early.
I was actually, wasn't I? It's when it sort of book release day, I think you do get up early.
Are you a little bit pooped? Are you pooped? Are you feeling a little bit weary now?
I'm a bit tired now. I'd sort of forgotten. Honestly, I used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every morning for years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you get up early, and it wasn't even that early, and then you think, oh my goodness me.
How did I do this?
It's like, yeah, it's like, how did I do that?
How did I do it? But you did it, and you were very good, may I say, on Lorraine Kelly this morning.
Thank you. I know. You were watching. You
had
your cup of tea in the morning.
I was having my cup of tea and my muesli, and I went, there's my girl. So, darling, the book, tell us all, for those that don't know.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
well,
first
of all. Well, it's a book. Obviously, the title is not sort of woohoo. It's called How to Survive Divorce. And I'm really proud of it because I've written it 4 years after being in the eye of the storm, and I think that's the right thing to do. I got lots of things to say on the subject, mm-hmm. and when you stand back and you're far enough back, and a friend of mine, actually, and Liz's, called Vicky White,
said
to me one day, she said, life makes more sense backwards. And it absolutely, when you, you know, you think back on things, you think, oh, yeah, oh no, I get that now. Mm. Oh, no, I didn't at the time, but I understand it now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have, you know, I'm very open about it in the book. I've been on both sides of the fence. I've divorced for the second time.
Mm.
It wasn't something that I sought. But it's dealing with it, and it's dealing with these things, and it's a grief process. And everybody talks about grief in the form of death, and you know, every grief is tragic.
Is it worse than death, though, in a way? Because in a way, they're still alive. Yet
I've researched this, and I've spoken to a lot of therapists, and I've had therapy myself, and they say it's worse than death, because death is final.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You know, I'm sure this is open to debate, and lots of people say, oh, no, da, 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 but this is the message I got back from, I can't tell you how many people, and it's been written down, it's in books, it's in therapists, and it is true, because it is the death of a life.
Mm.
And I think also, you know, this book is written from a female point of view. It's not just my story, it's lots of people's stories, because I've interviewed a lot of people. I've interviewed solicitors and therapists and organizations that help people get through this in their life. And I think we can't underestimate how the effect it has on family life, and not just your family, your friends, and just about everything that you thought was in place, all of a sudden isn't.
It's a knock-on effect, isn't it? Because it's not just
massive.
Your relationship with that person, your partner. It's the knock-on effect from family.
And I think that
family
also, it has to be acknowledged that this is something, it's slightly more difficult, it is more difficult in your 40s, 50s and beyond, than it is when things break up and go wrong in your 20s and 30s, because the optimism of youth is not there the same. I know we'd like to think it is, but it's not really.
Mm-hmm.
We are patently aware that you've got more years behind you than you have in front of you, and you need to, and I impress upon my friends who are going through this, so you need to stand on your feet again. And I say this not in you have to take this the right way. It's when I say stand in your power, I don't mean you're superwoman. Stand in your spiritual and emotional power again, because we lose ourselves. We all lose ourselves in relationships. Women are worse than men at doing this, but it happens to men as well. We give of ourselves, you know, you give to the children, you give to the family, you give to the home, you give to this, we're plate spinning, we're doing all of these things, and you lose lots of bits of yourself. Then all of a sudden, you're on your own again, and you've got to find all those bits that you've given to somebody else and put them all back in together again. And on Lorraine, we've been doing a little bit of filming with people who've been through these situations and how they've sort of literally spat out the other side. And I met a gorgeous lady last week, and she'd met her husband, and they got married very early. She was 17 when they were childhood sweethearts, and by 47 he was doing the 24-year-olds and the usual stuff. and all of a sudden she said, I'm 47 and it's like I've met myself for the first time. Because I didn't know what I liked.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what, you know, everything was a mutual decision.
Yeah.
He was quite a strong person, and I think you divide jobs up within a household.
Mm-hmm.
And she sort of, she said, I used to think I could, he told me I couldn't make decisions. I can make decisions. I'm sorry, I don't make very good decisions.
Very wise
decisions.
You rely on someone else.
Yeah.
Well, we do. And I always said, this is my little analogy is, if Lizzie and I were on the underground together, we'd both
There's
get lost.
I'll never be on the underground.
don't even go there.
First time for everything.
I'm a virgin.
Okay, go on.
So this is the night. So we're on the underground, and we're both there together. We're natting away, and the other person assumes that the other one knows where they're going, but neither of us particularly know where you're going, and the chances are we'd get lost.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on your own, you really sort yourself out. You look at the map, you work out your stops, you know exactly where your junction is, and you know what you're doing. And you rely on yourself, because you're not half relying on somebody else.
Because you can do it. Anyone can.
Because of course you can. It's not, it isn't a problem.
Yeah.
So I think what's happening...
That might be Grant saying stop talking about my divorce.
What are you doing talking about this? So I think we do. So... This is a little bit, it's about, you know, if you can avoid it, don't do it. Because so many people, after the event, go, why did we do that?
You mean if you can avoid divorce?
Yeah, if you can avoid the whole thing, and
I
it's not that
you
broken,
there.
You can't fix it, try and fix it.
I agree. And I would do anything to say, looking back, and which I did do, it didn't work out for me, but I think it's so important to save a marriage, and if you've even got family, and you were so close with Grant's children, which you still are. Thank heavens, but you want to save that, you know, you do anything,
and I
take it, my health, anyone that stays is braver and stronger than anyone, because it's very tough to stay.
It is tough, and I think that, you know, I think we give second chances, not third but second, and I'm glad I had another go, because I think I always go, well, do you know, I tried. God loves a tryer. I did try. And if it doesn't work out, that's fine. Then walk away and sort it out to the best of your ability. And it's about the things that, you know, we do. We all have duvet days, and then we drink too much, and then we try some crazy things. But then actually you've got to think of real life.
Yeah.
And you've got to think of all the people that it affects and do the best you can.
But Auntie, can I ask you quickly, do you feel that your marriage to Grant was made harder because you were in the public eye? You did do the celebrity wedding. You were on the telly all the time. You had everything was publicised in the paper. Did that make things more difficult because you were
in
the public eye?
No, definitely not. It didn't make the marriage harder, because if the marriage is strong, it didn't make the marriage harder. But when things go wrong, it makes it harder.
Right.
Because, obviously... normally things go wrong, you know, your family and everybody down your street might know, but
it's on the front page of the paper.
deal with it publicly. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, there are some pretty evil people out there who have no idea. And honestly, it doesn't make any difference if you are in the public eye or not, if you've got money or you have. Do you know, feelings are feelings.
Yeah, true.
And we've all been, you know, recently, there's, you know, all the Brad and Angelina and what's going on there. But you know, behind all the stories, of which probably only 50%, in fact, less than that are probably true, there's a family and there's people
with
and
feelings.
Real feelings trying to sort this out. And that's when it's difficult, because you're sorting it out on a stage, really, as opposed to sorting it out behind closed doors.
How are you and Grant now, though, Anthea? Because obviously you have had a very public split. It was in the papers, as we know, and still is. And how are you now? And how is he about you talking about this and doing the book?
No, he's, I gave him a copy of the book, and I said he knew, because
Read this, you bastard!
And he did say to me, he was actually getting on a plane, and he said, he texted me when he landed, he just said, I found it so hard to read, because I have been very honest on the feelings. This book is not, you know, it's not a book about me. It's a book about lots of me's, because I've interviewed lots of people. I've interviewed solicitors. I've interviewed people who've been through the very similar situations, and how they, and all the tricks that they used to put themselves back on their feet again. Because I think when something all falls apart, it's about getting back on your feet. Maybe be a better version of yourself than you were before. I have a good relationship with Grant. He's part of my family. He's, you know, the girls love him. I adore his family as well.
That's amazing. You go to events together, don't you? To events together?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know. Why am I going to put myself? There's that old saying, you know, better to be on the out, better on the inside out than on the outside in.
Yeah, that's true.
After a few wines.
I know.
But it's true.
I think you alienate yourself from a lot of family events and people you love and you've grown to love and it's so much easier not to live with all that hatred.
True.
And that,
of course.
It's just so debilitating.
Are you looking for love now?
I'm auditioning. Yeah, I'm auditioning.
You're open to it. It hasn't ruined you.
Yeah, listen, I do not have bitter and twisted tattooed across my forehead. And
that would be good if you did, darling. We'd have to buy a bigger fringe.
When you get a bit older, we've all got baggage. We all have. But you want somebody who hasn't just pushed it under the carpet.
No.
Sorted it. It's there, and it shaped you. And it just makes you much better in the future. And yes, absolutely, I know I still believe in love and marriage and everything else. And everything
you believe
for.
In love, yay!
I do! And definitely, yes, auditioning, and some people will get recalls.
Well, we love you here at FUBA Radio. Well, I certainly love you, because
thank you, Anthea. It's been great having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
I love you. I think you're very, very strong to do this. Very brave decision. And you've helped me as well. You know that, how much you've helped me on my little journey, as we say. That journey.
And the book is out now.
Yeah. It is, yes.
Okay,
where can people get this?
You just go on Amazon, really, don't you? We go on Amazon for everything.
That's how it works these days.
Anthea, I cannot wait to get my signed copy off you.
I cannot wait. It's dedicated to all the people who picked me up, dusted me down, and put me back together.
I had a bit of a part of your people. Time, didn't I?
Picked me up, dusted me down, and she's been very much part of putting me back together again.
Oh, bless you.
Lazy.
You're a lovely person, darling, and I love you dearly. Well, thank you for coming on FUBA. And now get some rest.
All right,
please.
We'll see you later.
All right, bye, darling.
Bye, Anthea. Bye,
Anthea. Bye. Oh, lovely girl. She's done well.
Really has. And
it's been tough.
I haven't had a divorce, so maybe the book's not for me.
Well, Anthea and I split at the same time.
Okay.
Weirdly, we had the same agents, and the night she kind of I just split from Jason, and that night I was out. I thought I have to go out. Not like me to stay in.
Shocking.
On any decision, you know, anything that happens, I'm out. And I saw Grant. It was weird. And then it was kind of, we've had a lot of, you know, just fate.
He's
really
been on the show before. After
and you know what? He's very charming.
He made some mistakes.
But I think he put his hands up and said, look, I've made some real boo-boos, hasn't he?
True.
Grant has actually said that and admitted and said sorry, which is a big thing. Not all ex-husbands say sorry.
Ooh, burn. Shall we bring the mood up a bit?
Yeah.
How about a bit of Madonna?
I love Madonna.
Perfect.
I love Madonna. Have you seen Madonna in concert?
Twice.
Yes.
I had vertigo the first time I went to see her because I was at the very back row of the O2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
What was the show, though? What one?
It was Hard Candy.
One of
her latest ones.
Not one of the best
ones. I wanted to see Confessions on a Dance Floor, which went hung up.
Yeah.
And Sorry, which is my favourite era of Madonna.
Yeah. I've seen two eras. Wait. Who's That Girl?
Oh, nice.
I sat next to the Pet Shop Boys and George Michael.
You're living the life.
I was only really young, 18.
Were you the only straight girl there?
I was the only straight girl there. I was surrounded by gays, very famous ones, because somehow I was doing a modelling job and the head of Wembley was there. And he said, do you want to come to a concert tonight? Oh. And I said, yeah. And he went, you and your friend can come see Madonna if you want. Meet up backstage. So I was like, trying
did
to
you meet
cool.
her? Actually, I've met her. I forget I've met her. I met her on the red carpet. I asked her a question at the premiere of her film, W.E.
Was she polite?
Yeah. She was actually... She knew she had to work for the press for that. Because
well,
it was
the
a,
film wasn't
it's
that
a film
great.
That's
yeah.
not that good.
Desperately Seeking Susan was her best movie ever.
Evita.
No, I love Desperately Seeking... Because it was herself. She played herself. I love
she
that.
She a bit more Madonna.
Yeah, come on.
Not right now, but I'll
I
have,
really would
I'll
love
have a
some Madonna.
Search.
But
what's your favourite era of Madonna?
Well, I love the early stuff. I used to wear Papa Don't Preaches. You remember those pants she had? And she used to dance, Papa Don't Preach.
No.
I'm in trouble.
No, not
so
my
I was
era.
Going out with a boy and my dad wanted me to go out with, so I kind of related to the
oh,
song,
okay.
weirdly.
Got it.
Every bloke I went out with, my dad didn't want me to go out with. And I don't know. Do you know, I love all her stuff, but I do like her early stuff from Borderline. I liked it from when she started out.
Borderline's a good song.
Borderline.
This is how I don't understand how my parents didn't know I was gay younger, because I would listen to the Immaculate Collection and Cher.
Oh, wow. I love it. Can we play some Cher? I was told I looked like Cher the other day. What?
Were they blind?
Well, it was the outfit, I think, I was wearing. I'm sitting on that cannon. anyway. For someone that's hardly slept with death threats, I'm coming out with some corkers.
You really are, babes.
But I went to see Who's That Girl?
So have you met her?
Yeah, I did meet her.
What's she like?
And then I saw her again recently in the Chiltern. And she had mayonnaise on her
Chiltern
lip.
Firehouse?
Firehouse, yeah.
Right.
And she had mayonnaise on her lip. And oh, no one was telling her.
That's unfortunate.
She was talking. And I told her. She thanked me.
A mutual friend of ours, Louise, sat next to her in a restaurant in Chelsea.
Wow.
And said that her face was not her own.
Oh. I've been told that before. Yeah, but she does look very young on her Instagram sometimes. I'm like looking and don't know whether there's a bit of airbrushing or whatever's gone on.
Well,
but
she obviously has surgery. There's no doubts about that. And it sometimes she looks a bit more puffy than other times. But
on the whole... she looks great. I think she looks great. Particularly on
you
the whole.
Are...
she looks good to me. I love her. I'm the biggest Madonna.
I mean, she's a horrible bitch,
ever.
But we love her anyway.
No, she was very nice to me.
Speaking,
I saw her in Hyde Park as well.
Speaking of horrible bitches, I don't know if you saw today, your friend, Jean-Bernard Fernandez Vecini.
Yeah, he's been just texting
was on
me.
Good Morning Britain.
Yeah, I know. He texted me.
And Richard Arnold.
What did Richard? I love Richard. What did
he
say?
He said to him, do you have any messages for Cheryl and her new baby? Like that. And he was like, I think we are here to talk about
my restaurant.
Cannes Film Festival.
My pop-up. We're just talking about something that popped up. And
yeah.
It's not his restaurant. Yeah, that was naughty of Richard. Well done, though. But it was the question that everyone wanted to ask. I never mentioned Cheryl. Well, I do when I see him personally, but not in an interview. But he's a friend. He's invited me over.
Do you think
over.
That was good of Richard?
I think it's naughty but nice.
People wanted to know the answer to that question, didn't they?
Yeah, of course. Did he give him a bear hug?
Ooh,
you like that?
Bear Grey Payne.
Who names a child Bear?
Well, I kind of get it. I feel like she's taking something away from the gay community. It's very special to them, but that's just me. Bear Grey Payne sounds like some kind of disease.
I don't think it's fair on the child. It's going to get such stick. Oh.
Well, it'll go to a private school. They'll know that the dad is somewhere in One Direction and girls allowed. I mean, it's not like...
Bear. He's going to get gives a bear hug. You're going to get a bear... What if he's...
Big fat bear.
What if he's big,
hairy
fat
bear
and
like
hairy?
Me. Like me. Call me Bear.
Grizzly.
Bear
grumpy, you'd be like, grizzly bear. Yeah. Oh, the stick. Don't
polar bear when
fair.
He gets when he goes grey.
What if he's bipolar? Bipolar bear. You know, there are all these things. It's going to be awful for this
that's
child.
A good one.
Don't do it. Don't call your child silly names.
What's
wrong with James and Josh, like my sons?
They're nice. They're nice
Thank
names.
Thank you. I could have called it Chelsea, born in Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Could have done a bit of a... wanky name, but I didn't.
Well, my sister's gone for one traditional, one non-traditional.
Go on, what is...
She's listening, so...
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Emma. Hugo, my eldest nephew.
I love Hugo.
And Jax.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, the youngest.
Actually, both are wonderful.
I was very, very concerned when she told me Jax originally. Now, I'm a fan.
Because they might say, you've done Jax.
Jax shit.
Yeah. Why isn't the washing done? You've done Jax shit. You're going to get that a bit. No, but I think it's quite cool.
And it's it's quite cool, isn't it?
I think it's quite a cool name.
He's quite a cool dude.
And I'm not just saying it because Emma's listening. Hello, Emma. But no, I like those names.
Yeah, they're all
but
right.
But I don't like the names where they go for apple or peach. You know, who are you waving at?
Alex, our guest.
Oh, hello. You know, these weirdo names. I think, you know, it's trying to make yourself look special and different. You're just going to get loads of stick at school.
So that's what you think of
Sherilyn. Have a nice traditional name.
Sherilyn Liam's Bear.
He's from Wolverhampton. She's from Newcastle. Keep it real, guys. Come on.
What would you suggest? Rob.
Yeah, I love
Bob.
Rob. Ray.
Bob Payne.
Raymond.
Raymond Payne. It's quite nice, actually.
I like
it. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you requested a bit of Cher.
I love Cher.
I've managed to find some on the...
Can we have some Cher? And I'll wear her outfit for next week's show. Sitting on that cannon. Okay. Do you remember that iconic moment with all the...
I've seen the video, but I don't remember it.
I was so jealous of Carol Vorderman playing her in With Stars in Your Eyes.
Did she win?
Yeah! I wanted to be Cher.
And she couldn't sing to save her life. Okay, bit of Cher, Believe.
Okay.
How are you feeling about that? Good? Bit of Cher?
Leave in love after love. Do you get my words out? Do you believe in love after love?
Do I believe in life after love? Yeah, of course I do. Yeah!
I love being in love, but do you like...
But you're living a life regardless, you know what I mean?
I love it. I think there's loads of life after love.
Shall we ask Alex?
Oh, she's in the studio at last.
Our final guest of the day.
Hello, you superhumans. I am sorry that I'm a little bit late.
That's fine,
today.
Babes. We've got a time, then we could order a drink.
You were very late, but Stephen waited. He was... masturbating. No,
well, that's why you're here.
I was late back to talk about it. Well, so, I apologise.
So hold on. First of all, do you believe in life after love?
That sounds do a little bit. It sounds a bit like your love might have died in a sort of spectral sense, doesn't it? Like it's going to come back and haunt you,
or just a breakup, and you know.
Yeah, but I think there is. You don't at the time. I think you're devastated. Mm-hmm. Think life can't go on.
Do you know what?
I always feel there's life in the old dog.
Maybe you should start hanging out with fewer old dogs.
Yeah, no, I don't go for old. I prefer puppies.
Nice young pups.
Yeah, but there is life after, isn't there? And there's fun to be had.
Absolutely. I think I've reached that stage where I've had so many breakups that I feel like my knowledge that I'm going to be okay. Is immediate. I always know that I'm going to be fine. And that's a bit of a double-edged sword because part of me is like, yeah, empowered, and I've learned from my existence and my mistakes and my experience, and this is a positive thing. And then the flip side of that is that it just makes me feel so jaded and old and tired.
Being there, exactly.
Yeah,
I hear you.
It's a little bit on the sad and soggy side.
How do we keep things alive? You know, when you've had a relationship, how do you, you know, you've got to want to keep it sexy and fun. Because when you're in a relationship after a while, as years go by, often people go, oh, I've been married for this long. You know, even if she rubbed cake all over me, I'll be bored. You know, I'm bored.
Oh, sticky.
Yeah.
Very sticky,
but
rubbing cake.
I get a lot of guys going, oh, I'm so bored in my marriage. I'm so bored. And I'm like, oh, here we go.
It does take work to keep things fresh. It's interesting that you should mention some soggy slipperiness there and stickiness. Have you heard of a product called Sloob?
No.
What is Sloob?
It's one of my favourite new things I've discovered, and I think everyone should try it because it's cheap, it's accessible for most people, and it's just really, really freaking fun.
Okay.
It's a box full of powder, and it comes in different colours and different scents. And what you do is you run a bathtub full of warm water, sprinkle this powder on top, and it turns it into a vat of coloured, flavoured lubricant for wrestling in. I just love it. I think it's hilarious.
Who has a bath big enough for that?
But where'd you buy this?
You can buy it online. I think it's about £20 for a box. And if you don't have a bath big enough, you could stick it in a paddling pool
or
something.
I'm getting a hot tub for the summer.
There we go. You can have a hot tub full of goo.
I wouldn't turn the hot tub on and have bubbly lube. I think that may cause some problems with the mechanics.
Your hot tub will end up like some hideous heated version of Noel's house party.
No, it would be hideous.
A gunge tank.
My friend, I won't say who he is, very well known, we did a trick and put foam, like this sort of stuff, into the garden, all the sort of water fountain,
soap.
And it came out, and the whole thing was different coloured bubbles through the garden. But you thought you could have a good old slide and tussle in that.
Well, this is slide and ride.
So, I mean, okay.
You
are here to talk to us about something very close to my heart.
Yes, a very touching subject.
Very touching,
what is
very
that?
Touching
yeah.
subject.
What is that?
Masturbation.
What's that?
Mum and Dad, if you're listening, please stop now.
My mum, Gloria, you have to turn off. No, she'd quite enjoy it, I think. So tell us.
Gloria's got her fingers in her own gunshot right now.
Stop.
She's having her own little house party.
She's a woman of the cloth. She's going to just go crazy.
Well, she'll need one afterwards.
Right, check it, I say. What is it all about? What do you mean? Masturbation matters. Does that mean you're lonely on your own? You've got to do it to yourself?
No, not at all.
I like that you stuck a finger at me.
See, that is one of the reasons that I'm trying to get people to talk about it more. The idea that masturbation is something that only lonely people do because they can't get a partner. For a start, that's...
I've got a boyfriend.
I hope you still...
Of course I do.
I hope you still give Mrs. Palmer and her five friendly sons a regular workout.
Every
I would
day.
Hope so. Well, did you know actually that May is International Masturbation Month?
I did not. I thought it was just Eurovision Month.
Oh, yes.
The two can be related.
Okay. Yeah.
All the muhs. Yeah.
Pardon?
All the muhs.
All the muhs.
May Masturbation Month.
If you put them all together,
so
you
what? What? Mm-hmm. Okay. What is a good way to do it? Because if you are in the mood and think, right,
well, you just do it, don't you?
Well, you say that, yeah, but actually there's a surprising number of people who don't really know how to masturbate. And that goes for people of all genders.
Oh.
I get approached particularly by young women who've been told that it's a good thing for them to get to know their own bodies, but they don't really know where to start.
Yeah.
And unless you know where all your bits and bobs are, how they function and what touches, tools and techniques work for you, then it's very difficult for you to tell a partner how to stimulate you. So it's really essential to get to know yourself. One thing I'd suggest for ladies is grab yourself a hand mirror and take a look at your
Sex and the City. I learned this from Sex and the City.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, have a look at your giblets?
Yeah, your giblets, your jiggly giblets. Yeah.
Lizzie.
Pop the curtains.
I don't know what to say.
And see what's happening.
Your vagina.
Yeah, but do you have to look? Don't you just feel it? You don't have to have a look, do you?
Well,
do
actually, you? A friend of mine discovered something highly unusual when she had a look, because she was born with two vaginas and she had no idea until her first partner told her that there were two holes, buy one, get one free hole, where she would only usually expect one. So there you go. It's worth having a proper
look.
Absolutely.
Is that something that happens?
Yeah, she has an extreme version of a condition called uterus didelphys, where in most women they have two ovaries that join to two fallopian tubes and then they feed into just one womb that exits the body via one vaginal canal. In her case, and her name is Hazel Nelson, she's a superb woman and does
Did
a lot of work.
Did she mind you naming her?
No, she does a lot.
Well, she better not.
She does a lot of work to actually promote awareness of this condition. In her case, she's got her two ovaries, her two fallopian tubes, and then two ducts called paramesonephric ducts that were supposed to fuse never did. And most people, when this happens, they end up with a heart-shaped womb. So it's sort of things start to not fuse, but then they correct. In her case, this condition carried all the way through.
So, Bob,
she can fanny fart in harmony.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a talent. What, may I say, what hole does he pop, though?
Well, she is married, and I believe her husband veers to the right. She's asked a lot whether she could have one person in each hole. She can't. When one is occupied, the other one gets pushed closed.
But is it more exciting in one side than the other?
You'd have to
one side Arsenal, one side.
I think they do feel slightly different to her.
Wow.
The main issue for her as a younger person was that when she began to menstruate, when she started her periods in her teens, she'd use tampons and sometimes they'd work and sometimes they magically wouldn't, because she didn't realise that she was inserting them in different holes.
This is just the most incredible story.
I've never heard of this before.
It's exceedingly rare to this extent.
Hold on a second.
And her partner was the one that figured it out.
Yes, because she had never used a mirror at that age.
You might have two vaginas, Lizzie Cundy.
Wow.
I think you'd probably... You're a mum, right, Lizzie?
I'm a mum.
You'd know by now. You'd know by now.
One was a 10-pounder.
Yeah. It is actually possible. Very, very difficult, but it would feasibly be possible for Hazel to get pregnant in one of her wombs with an embryo of a certain age, and then get pregnant a second time simultaneously with an embryo
with
of
a
younger
man.
Age. Yeah, and a different
guy. And she could have twins.
Yeah. I mean, in theory, scientifically, certain hormonal processes that kick in when you're pregnant should stop that happening. But
that
her body is so unique that
is quite
difficult.
Hold on a second. Right, I know we can't talk about this all evening because,
we're supposed to be talking
about masturbation. One second. Can a man be born with two penises?
Yes. There is a gentleman in the States who talks quite openly about the fact that he has a bifurcated... Well, it looks like a bifurcated penis. It looks like one that's in half, but is actually... He's called Double Dick Dude. He has two penises. And
double
he's,
dick?
How do I not know this?
He's written a book.
He is a double D.
Yeah, he is a double D. Yeah.
Wowza.
Two for the price of one. He's extremely good value.
What do you do with the other one? Oh, do they both work the same way? If you need a wee, does just one work?
I'm not sure about weeing, but I think he can. I think one is more... It's easier for him to get a hard-on with than the other, but it is possible for him to get
double
both erect.
Double dick dude.
I need to see a pic of that. If you have a picture, please send me.
There is a pic. Give it a Google.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, this is something that I'm going to do when I'm home.
Like, but they say
I am genuinely, my mind is blown.
That's what I aim for.
I didn't think I was shockable.
Alex,
but
why is masturbation good? Why does masturbation matter?
Let's get back to the
okay.
I'd rather someone else do it than I'd just rather be with someone else doing it rather than myself.
The reason we're talking about it, apart from the fact that it's Masturbation Month, is that a survey was recently conducted throughout the UK that spoke to 2,000 people, so a fair amount of folk to be talking about their diddling habits. It was conducted actually by a company called Tenga, who are originally from Tokyo. They're Japanese.
Tenga, that was an old programme on BBC, wasn't it?
Don't know.
Anyway, sorry.
I really want to know what that was. They're huge in Japan. They primarily make toys for men to masturbate with. And the attitude over in Tokyo and beyond is very, very different to men using toys than it is here. They're so huge in Japan that they have their own energy drink brand. So, sorry, I've got all...
We got
a mouthful.
We got you, babes.
So we've been talking about Double Dick Dude, you know. It
they
follows.
Have their own
Energy drink brand, and they're stocked. These men's masturbation toys and male masturbation sleeves, they're called, are stocked in the Japanese equivalent of places like Liberty's and Selfridges. They're high end, the low end. Yeah, they make a variety of toys, but they're primarily known for their Tenga eggs and their Tenga, they're called cups or Tenga sleeves. They are silicone devices, squishy, stretchy, soft kind of things. And inside each one, there's a different texture. So some have waves, some have dots, some have kind of tribal sort of patterns, some have hearts. They do they've done special editions with artists.
Not of effort.
Like Keith Haring, yeah. But you pop a little, you pop a little bit of lubricant inside them, pop them on the end of your dong, and then use them as though you either thrust into them or you move them up and down with your hand as though you were having a normal hand shandy. But the extra lubrication and the stimulation means that they feel very different. So it's a way it's a way for guys to mix up their masturbation habits, and women can use them with their partners or men can use them with their male partners as well.
How do women use them? It's not good for a woman.
No, but you can use it on the man.
You can use it on the guy.
It's all about the man.
Well, a lot of women, if they're heavily pregnant, they don't feel like sex, but they still want to do something pleasurable with their partner, they use them. I've spoken to women who they don't like having sex during their period, so that's an option for them.
So cop out, it's way out, I'll do this quick, darling, and go to sleep.
Lie down, darling.
Lie down and I can have a glass of wine, go to sleep, watch Coronation Street.
I'd say it's anything but a cop out. I mean, it's quite a deluxe experience.
Good.
Yeah. That when I've used them with partners, they've got rave reviews.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe that's just your technique.
Well,
you're good at it.
I've got skills when it comes to the thrills.
So I love that. Right, Stephen definitely.
I honestly can't believe how much
samples.
I'm learning.
But what about for the girls? Because I think it's different for girls. I think naturally for men, I just feel they naturally put the hand, like watching telly, they put the hands there. It's kind of comforting in a weird way. Men do it naturally. I don't think women do it as naturally.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, right.
This survey showed that overall in the UK, about 75% of people, I think, was it larger than that? Oh, no, 83% of people overall, men and women, admit to masturbating. That's including while they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
So even when they have the option of somebody else touching them, they will still touch themselves.
Because the thing is another person's not with you all the time, every single second of every day.
Sometimes you want to get the job done fast.
I
mean?
I was already
late today.
Yeah, we're just like, let's get this out. Yeah, I get that. I do get that. But for
and
girls,
better that than you cheat.
Do you not think it's a not as great deal as it is for guys? Because I think guys, it's
what do you think?
I just
masturbation
think
for women isn't as exciting, or they don't
possibly
have as many options. I'd argue the opposite, to be honest.
Okay.
I think it's more acceptable in the UK, at least, for women to use toys. I mean, it's pretty standard for a lass to have a rampant rabbit. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got so many of them that my bedside drawer looks like Watership Down, quite frankly. You know?
Oh, good one.
Yeah. But but if you find a guy using a toy, the assumption often is, like you said
they're
at
gay.
The top of the show there, that they're gay, or maybe that they're lonely and they can't get a girlfriend, or you know, it's a last resort. this is why this Japanese company Tenga are trying to destigmatize the use of toys, because not only can they be very pleasurable for men, but they can also help them, they can train themselves to last longer in bed, they can help with things like erectile dysfunction or premature ejaculation. They can be a really helpful as well as fun tool. But the problem we have in the UK is not only that we sneer upon male toys, but also, we're fine about talking about partnered sex. We just don't talk about masturbation. Only 20% of it, so a teeny tiddly widdly thought that we're all freaking doing it, but none of us are having the conversation about masturbation.
Right. But do
only
we have to chat about
talk,
it
was okay to chat about.
Do we have to talk about it? Do you think it's good to talk about it? Because I did see the thing in, you know, today, and I thought, right, we're talking about masturbation. I kind of thought,
I think that's a generational thing.
No, I don't.
Because I've got the stats to back this up, missus.
Come on,
I'm going to come at you with the figures.
I talk about it with my friends.
It is definitely a generational thing. This survey showed...
You say I've had a good old tummy tate today.
Yeah.
This
not every day.
My best mate is Jackie Gold.
Well, you know.
She sends me rabbits.
From Anne Summers,
from Anne Summers, okay? Jackie Gold. Mm. And she's a very, very good friend, singer tomorrow night. And she sends me loads of toys.
Oh, good.
They are like you. I've got every colour of the rainbow in my drawer. But,
untouched.
You know, it's all fun. But I want to see her. I don't go, oh, I've had a good old... with your rabbit today.
I'm just a real man, real blokey bloke, you know, that's just my vibe.
There's a time and a place for talking about it. But you're right that there is a generational difference. This survey of 2,000 people showed that while you're 35 to 54, so Generation X, only 5% of them talk about masturbation once a week. 18% of millennials are gabbing about going for it.
Yeah.
They're a lot more chilled out about talking about self-pleasure. That doesn't really surprise me, because I think younger people are generally more open anyway, aren't they? They're broadcast pretty much everything to the world. Whether this is a good or a bad thing, like we say, you know, maybe don't bring it up over the dinner table with your nan, or maybe do. You know, she might have some great tips. I don't know. I think there's a there's a lot to be gained by talking about it. If we don't talk about it, then there are a lot of people suffering in silence with problems that they don't feel that they can they can discuss.
Mm-hmm. I think it's healthy.
Yeah,
I think it's good. It keeps you alive.
Oh, it's definitely good for your health. It's been proven by a zillion academic studies that masturbation can have a positive effect on reducing depression and anxiety. It elevates your general health and well-being and feeling of happiness.
Well, it hurts if you don't do it too long.
It hurts if you do it for too long.
No.
Ooh, chafing.
But what... So it's all generally a good thing to talk about and to do.
Yes. I mean, obviously, you should only talk about it to people that you really trust and pick your moment.
Yes, that's true.
But overall...
You don't want to talk about it to your boss, do you know what I mean, at work, you know. Well, it depends on where you work.
Well, I just talked about it with Duncan, who's here.
We've just talked about it on the radio.
It's a topic.
So. Talk to Duncan about whether he's Duncan.
He owns a radio station. I said, have you had a good old tummy tank? So we're going to talk about it.
Okay. I would honestly be able to talk about this all night, because
could
I have
you?
Many questions, but
go on.
We have to wrap up. We have a long time.
Yeah, and you were Were you doing something? Why were you late?
I was at a medical appointment. So,
boring.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't even a GUM one either. I wasn't even getting my lady parts fandangled with. No.
Nothing fun, but
no. Oh, well.
Is there any websites or anything we need to check out?
Yes, you can actually learn more about the entire study if you head over to masturbationmatters.co.uk.
I'm going over there.
Is there porn on there?
No, there's no porn. Okay, it's entirely safe.
Do you
work?
Agree with watching porn? Can I just ask you?
Lizzie, we've got no time.
Quickly.
Do I agree with it?
Do you think it's a healthy thing or not?
I think you should pay for it. I think you should get ethical porn. And I think actually porn can be a very positive thing.
Okay.
Holland and Barrett porn.
I watch weird tentacle porn though, so... Oh. And you need to ask me about that another
weird
time.
Weird tentacle porn. Yeah.
There's the website masturbationmatters.co.uk.
Masturbationmatters.co.uk.
Right, so I will be checking it out when I get home.
I bet you will, my darling.
I have my mind has been blown.
Wait,
in the
one
last
of my
15
old movies.
Slithering and quivering all over your keyboard.
And
can
tentacle
I just say,
porn as well.
I'm with Jackie Gold tomorrow, Anne Summers. I will talk all about this with her.
Good.
I'll get her on the show for the next
week.
Get
her on the website. We need to work out...
Get your words out.
What a show, Lizzie.
It is an unbelievable show.
Thank you so much for coming
time.
In, Alex.
Thank you,
it
Alex. I'll forgive you for being late. Please come on time next time.
Oh. good one.
And Stephen, a pleasure as always. Thank
as
you.
Always.
Wonderful.
Until next time.
Until next week.
Bit of Madonna.
Whoa.
One more time.
Let's go out with Madonna. Time.